Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:30 unchanged on the open September, 8:39 down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, July wheat opened at 7:82 up 4 on the open September, 7:97 up 4, December 8:17 up 3. July corn opened at 6:04 down 3 and a quarter, September 6:18 down 1 and 3 quarters, December 6:30 and a half down 3, March of 2009 6:37 and a half down 8 and 3 quarters, December 6:16 and a half down 7 on the open. July soybeans opened at 13:58 up 9 on the open, August 13:58 up 5 and a half, September 13:55 up 2 and a half, November 13:62 up 7, January 13:65 down 3 and a half, March 13:82 up 3 and a quarter, May 13.73 down 11 and a quarter. July 13.91 down 2 and a quarter. November of 2009, 13.52 unchanged on the open. July soybean meal opened at 3.34 up 150. August 3.34.50 unchanged. July soybean oil opened at 63.05 down 20 on the open. August 63.03 down 55. June live cattle open at 94.90 up 27 and a half on the open. August 99.65 up 10. May feeders open at 108 down 5 on the open. August 114.45 up 7 and a half. June lean hogs open at 76.45 down 5 on the open. July 76.20 up 7 and a half. And July bellies open at 75.10 down 30 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, out of Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
When we talked last week, we were kind of keeping eyes early in the session about whether we might hit some lows that were key. We held that off and actually had a nice little rally into the weekend. And so now we're a week later, and we're asking you, did we see enough performance between then and now in your mindset to suggest that we're in this little rally 2 to 3 weeks higher that you were looking at?
That would be my biases, but we do need to finish out the week on a positive note. Now, today being kind of a down day, consolidation day, I don't think that's out of line given the price strength that we saw here yesterday. So when you're in an uptrending market, it's not always the case, but Tuesdays and 30s are the counter days and the consolidation days, and your up days are, you know, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So we did open up here lower here this morning. I think I was kind of surprised that we were as deep as we were on the bail given the overnight trade activity. But we're kind of noisy here in a sense, is that anytime you go into a three-day weekend, you've got a lot of position squaring going on, and I think that just adds to the choppiness that we see in the marketplace. You know, the two main factors, of course, that the market is trading is energy and growing conditions of the new planted crop here. It does look like the weather pattern has broken up here toward the end that everything's going to get planted. But, you know, when you consider that June 1 is just around the corner, we're way behind average anyway as far as maturity levels go. So those are the two main factors, and I think energy has been probably more of a catalyst to yesterday's rally than anything, and we do see energy prices a little softer here this morning And I think that is encouraging some of the longs that to take their profits, head to the exit door for a four-day weekend, and see what gasoline prices or crude oil prices are come Tuesday morning.
How important in your mindset is it that we have a settlement above 637 and three quarters today or tomorrow, which was last week's high?
On the December corn,
December corn.
I don't know if we necessarily need to go above last week's high. We just need to have a good higher weekly finish, and based upon what the price strength that we saw here yesterday, if we lose a nickel here today, we'll have to see where we're at. You know, beans have already turned a little higher after a lower open, and my guess is that everything's going to firm up. I just it's hard to see a lot of downside price risk here this early in the growing season. That doesn't mean that the market can't kind of turn sideways and maybe weaker. But if you look at the trends, if you look at corn, you could probably draw a broadening formation, a broadening wedge formation. You could also maybe draw kind of a sideways consolidation pattern for a month. And you could probably read that both ways. My guess is that you usually... this type of a sideways type market is not necessarily any sign of any major top in the marketplace. If anything, it's just kind of a resting shelf here, a breather to kind of wait and see what comes along down the road, you know.
What do we make of the fact that it appears that it's deferred contracts, and by then I mean the 2009 and 2010 years that seem to be leading the way of whatever strength we're having in the market in both beans and corn?
Well, I don't know if you want to necessarily say leading the way. We did see some little additional strength in the back end this week, and I think basically that could have been some long liquidation of that bull spread. I think there was a position of such of being long the 08 crop, short the 09 crop. And I think what we saw here was some liquidation of that spread, and that kind of distorted, I think, the strength maybe we saw in the back end. Those aren't widely traded options or contracts back there, but, you know, so every once in a while a bigger position will maybe distort that spread a little bit before it comes into alignment.
Turn your attention then to the soybeans and give us your technical analysis for the next week or two there, please.
Well, soybeans are hanging in there. I mean, they had a big monthly down, reversal down during the month of March was a reversal down, and then for that quarter it was a reversal down. We kind of put in an early April-type low, and we've kind of been in a recovery mode since then. We've kind of traced out kind of a sideways to higher type trend as the market tries to recover that big loss off the early March highs. Technically, I think every day that the market continues to improve, and it kind of indicates that we may have the market is in position to have a good solid test to those highs. We may not quite get all the way up into those early March highs, but it does look like a recovery rally is still in place to kind of stay in place here for a while. And again, the bean action yesterday was very positive, good strong up day. And we'll kind of go from there. But, you know, the bean crop will get planted. It's going to be late. But the beans this year, you got to keep in mind that a large part of this year's production is going to be double crop acreage, and the wheat crop is already behind in harvest. And we'll have to kind of see how that unfolds as we get in July and whether or not we'll be able to get all of the double crop beans planted or such.
Any implications in the fact that July-November bean spreads closed at a carry again for the first time since last May?
Well, July contract, for the most part, is still functional, but a lot of your commercials now are bidding off of the November contract. So you do get you know, some bull spreading in that contract, but that really hasn't worked. And it worked for a little bit based upon, you know, the Argentina strike and the limitations of grain moving into the world export channels. But it does look like that's going to be settled or resolved, at least to the point, I think, the farmer strike down there. You know, it's just time for them to get on and move their grain into the world marketplace, and that will probably keep that bull spread from working very much.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, ADM Grain Analyst at Decatur, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at Mike Solo's two-state forecast in west central and southern Illinois today and extreme southwestern Indiana. He says mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving elsewhere. Partly to mostly sunny, highs ranging from around 60 in Lake Michigan to 74 in the far south. And you're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web with analysis 24/7 at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.